This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, April 13th, 2020. Thank you for spending part of your Monday with us. I hope you are doing well. With me on the phone from his home in Fayetteville is Randy Dixon, who is with the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History. Time to go back into the archives once again with Randy. Randy, first of all, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and this is very therapeutic. Thank you for having me on.
You bet.
Are we going to make this a regular thing, you think?
I think we are. Well, this is the second week in a row, so I think they say if you do something three times, it becomes a habit. So,
okay.
Let's make that a goal.
Do a weekly thing, and we can call it the Pryor Center Profile. How's that?
I like that because you have some audio, and we should explain once again, this audio comes from the KATV archives of more than six decades, right?
Yes. The Tysons are funding for us to digitize and have available on the Pryor Center website.
And today we have five clips out of part of the career of, I would argue, the most famous Arkansan in history, former governor and former president Bill Clinton.
You know, he was the 40th governor and the 42nd governor.
That's right.
Which I hadn't realized he was also the 42nd president, but that's kind of a coincidence. He came to returned to Arkansas. You know, he was born in Hope, raised in Hot Springs, and did pretty well for himself. You know, he Yale Law and Oxford and was a Rhodes Scholar and came back in the early 70s to teach law school here at the university and ran against John Paul Hammerschmidt in 74, third district Congress, lost by a narrow margin, and then won as attorney general in 76. I actually had no opposition, and then ran for governor in 78. So this first clip is from election night in 78 when he won, and it's a little long, but you got to keep in mind this guy's 32 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the youngest elected governor in the country, and he's a pretty darn good speaker.
This is a victory for the future of Arkansas. To my wife and family, to my campaign manager and our fine staff, to my administrative assistant, and the devoted public servants in the Attorney General's office, and most important, to the legions of supporters from every county who gave to me their time, their money, and their spirit under very difficult and unusual circumstances to help make our hopes and dreams for the future of our state to begin to become a reality. I am very proud of this campaign we've run. We have held the high road. We've pressed the real issues, and we've reached out to all the people of this state. Now it is time to look to the future. I do so with joy, with hope, with a determination to give my best, and with great humility at the awesome responsibilities I have asked for the chance to shoulder. Tonight, I ask all of you who have stood with me, I ask my opponents and those who have fought with them in their hard-fought campaign, I ask those who have believed in me and those who have doubted, to join with me in common purpose. Let us put aside our fears for our hopes. Let us trust each other and work to forge a future that will enrich the lives of our people, a future that will strengthen our traditions and our faith, a future that will make us proud that in our time we gave our best.
That was from the night that Bill Clinton first became governor of Arkansas. You pointed out he was very young. You do the subtraction. You were talking about his political career before governor, attorney general, and running for Congress. He got an early start in politics in Arkansas.
Oh, he did. He did. You know, he was known as the boy governor.
Right.
And he was so young.
And remember George.
And then,
well, I was just going to say, remember George Fisher, the longtime editorial cartoonist for the Arkansas Gazette, would always have him on a tricycle to show how young he was.
With that curly hair.
Yes.
But
now,
he also became the youngest ex-governor 2 years later. Frank White comes along, and, you know, the Cuban refugees were at Fort Chaffee, and Bill Clinton raised the car tags to improve the highways and made some enemies his first term. And so Frank White beat him. As a matter of fact, I was at Frank White's headquarters that night, and ABC early on projected Bill Clinton as the winner. And it was a huge upset. And it wasn't until the next day that he made his concession speech, and he and Hillary and young baby Chelsea were in back lawn of the governor's mansion when he made his speech.
And I want you to hold your head high with me, because we have everything to be proud of and nothing to be ashamed of. I want you to be generous with me in defeat. I want you to be determined with me to go on fighting for our future. I want you to be grateful that we have had this chance to serve our state that comes to so few people. And I want you to be grateful that, with the grace of God, we will have the chance to serve again.
That was from then-Governor Bill Clinton's concession. He had lost to Republican challenger Frank White.
For 2 years, he worked with his buddy Bruce Lindsay at Wright Lindsay Jennings Law Firm and decided to make a comeback. And before he even announced, he slipped into the Channel 7 studios and recorded this ad that came up, and I think it ran for 2 weeks before he actually announced. But in the newsroom, so this is 82, he's about to run again. He's going to make a comeback. And we referred to it in the newsroom as the I'm sorry ad.
Soon I will announce for governor, but before I do, there are a few things I want to share with you. Since my defeat in the last election, I've practiced law and spent more time with my wife and daughter. I've also traveled our state talking with hundreds of you about what I did right and wrong as governor. I've learned that many of you are proud of things I did, but that you feel I was often out of touch, that I worked hard on what I wanted to do, but didn't always seem to care about what you wanted me to do. And I'll have to admit, sometimes I did lose the forest for the trees. For example, you've criticized me for raising the car license and title transfer fees. When I became governor, our roads were in terrible shape, and I did support an increase in those fees to solve the problem. But it was a mistake, because so many of you were hurt by it, and I'm really sorry for that. We still have problems that have to be faced. They require leadership. If you will give me the chance to serve again, you will have a governor who's learned from defeat that you can't lead without listening.
When Arkansans first heard it, they were stunned. You hear it now, it seems even more stunning to hear that kind of political mea culpa.
Oh, he gave it up.
And it worked.
Yes. And he won. And that election night, it was a little early to call, but he came out and came just this shy of claiming victory.
Let me say first that if in fact we have won, I accept this result and verdict of our people with profound gratitude and deep humility. For if victory is ours tonight, I have been given something that few people get in life, a second chance to serve the people.
So there he is, becoming the 42nd, or about to become the 42nd governor of Arkansas.
And he, as he said, got a second chance, which is rare, especially, you know, in politics. But, you know, you think about it, he won again in 84. He won again in 86. And then, you know, the state changed from two-year terms to four-year terms, and he won again in 90.
Yeah. I mean, it's understandable if people had some sort of political whiplash because he won in 80, lost in 82, won in 84. That's a small amount of time when you think about it for three elections. And then what happened, Randy?
Well, let's fast forward 10 years. And, I was lucky enough to be at the old State House producing Channel 7's coverage of his announcement for president.
To provide that proven leadership is our challenge in 1992, and that is why today I proudly announce my candidacy for President of the United States of America.
And of course, we know all that happened after that, 8 years in the White House, and then, of course, Hillary Clinton, Senator from New York, Secretary of State, and Democratic nominee for president. That's a lot of legacy there, isn't it?
Yes.
So that's a profile. Are we going to have another profile next week?
Yes. Not sure which, but okay. Maybe we could take suggestions from your listeners.
That's right, because we're talking 60 years of reel-to-reel film and videotapes that can be digitized. So how would...
Yes.
How can...
Well, and they could be politicians, they could be athletes, they could be entertainers.
Yeah.
Anybody that you think would be in the KATV archive, which would date from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, I'll start digging around in there, and we'll find some fun stuff.
All right. And you can find so much at the Pryor Center website. What's that address?
That's just Google Pryor Center, P-R-Y-O-R Center.
Well, Randy Dixon with the Pryor Center for Oral and Visual History, thank you so much for your time. We'll do this again next week. How's that?
I'll see you then.